Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When life is so hectic and we've got the holidays coming up and you scarcely have time to think about what you're stuffing into your mouth each day, and mindlessly we eat and eat, and the holidays are just absolutely no exception. My guest today is health educator Dr. David Magnano. He's one of the nation's top chiropractic physicians. Welcome to the show, Dr. Magnano. Let's talk about some tips for healthy holiday eating and really all year round holiday, you know, all year round eating, because we mindlessly shove food into our mouth and then we have a weight problem we complain about.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you, one of the first things on our seven steps of healthy eating, the first step is to just eat when you're hungry. Now, I know that sounds like such a simple idea, but especially, you know, you go to a party, you're at a holiday event, there's lots of food around. You may not even be hungry, but you want to try everything there. And so one of the first steps that we cover is basically to just eat when you're hungry. And we find that we do a lot of patients, we help patients with weight loss and other conditions, that if they do get hungry, and it's, you know, not at a holiday party, but just a general time of year, we ask them to drink two big glasses of water and see if that satisfies their hunger, because the center in the brain doesn't really know whether you're calling for hunger or for water, and then that can cause somebody to have that hunger sensation or that hunger pain. So the first step is pretty simple. Basically, just eat when you're hungry. Now, when you have the choice of all these holiday snacks and things of that nature, the more you can stay towards vegetables and vegetables and fruits, the better off you are. So I don't know whether that's helpful, but that would be my suggestion.
Well, certainly it is. Now, a lot of people ask me, should I eat before I go to the party? And well, does that double up on my eating, or does it make me full so I'm not going to just nosh on what's going on?
Well, here's what if we go right back to that simple step in number one, if you're hungry before you go to the party and you want to eat, that's fine. Definitely you'll have a better quality food at home because you're going to prepare it yourself and it's not going to be, you know, party type food. But if you're not hungry before you go to the party, then I would not eat. And it seems so simple, but it's actually very powerful. You're at the party. We tell patients to eat when they're hungry, to eat what they want, and to stop when they're full. So not that you have to try everything, and you're looking at this, it's this time of year, you really want to have this, you know, I don't know, fruitcake. Have a piece of that, have a small piece of that, and that would be fine.
Okay, so give us another step, Dr. Magnano, things that you want people to do to really help them eat healthy and more mindfully.
Oh, okay, so here's a step number two would be to try to balance and sequence your foods. We do this primarily for people that have digestive trouble. If they have sluggish digestion or any signs of sluggish digestion, we ask them to eat their protein source first, and then have some salad or raw vegetables, and then get into potatoes or other things that they would want. So in the classic American meal where you have steak and potatoes and a salad, we would ask somebody, now this is mainly for people with sluggish digestion, we would ask them that they would eat the steak first, fully finish that, and then have their salad, because in any raw vegetable, as you're probably aware, raw vegetables, raw fruits are loaded with digestive enzymes. And we're trying to take some of the stress off the digestive system. And to do that, we want to increase the digestive enzymes. This is the most difficult step, and people have a hard time with it. I have a hard time with it because I want to sit and have my meal together. So in many cases, what we'll do then is we'll add a digestive enzyme through Absorbaid. Which is a company, Nature Sources, has produced Absorbaid, been very helpful in helping with digestive things. So,
okay, so give us another one. People just gulp their food down. We only have a few more minutes. Well, we have plenty of time, actually. So give us some more tips.
Okay, so if we continue on, you know, a lot of people like to eat, you know, maybe they feel stressed or depressed, and comfort food and things of this nature. I'm from Buffalo, New York, so it would get cold, and it would be fun to eat something warm when we're up north. I live in Florida now, but So there's these different reasons that people eat, and it's actually not good when you're stressed, when you're depressed, if you've had an injury, if you're fighting something, to put a lot of food in your system, because digestion requires quite a bit of energy, and you stress the system out when you're adding to, an injured thing, or, you know, you're fighting a flu or a cold, or you're under stress, or you're depressed. So I would avoid doing that. Some of the other topics that we talk about is we try to have people slow down and just chew their food. I know in our 7 steps, we've asked them to chew 22 times, so they really break the food down. But in addition to breaking the food down, what happens is it prepares the digestive system for what's entering and allows the juices and enzymes and acids to all get prepared. So slowing it down and chewing, you know, we ask 22 times. It's not important that it's 22 times, but it is important that you slow down and eat your food and fully chew it. One of the things, not one of the 7 steps, but we ask if somebody's interested in losing weight to try to make the meal, the time that they're eating, an important event so they're not sitting in front of the TV and eating, because you just tend to get interested in what you're watching and you're not necessarily paying attention to how you feel with your food in that.
Yeah, so people do that. They mindlessly eat and they're not thinking about it. So you really have to concentrate on your meal. Make it a meal, right? It's not a filler. You're not just doing it on the go. You have to sit down and enjoy your food and really look at your plate, look at all the colors and all the different textures, and then try and enjoy food for what it is instead of just being filler, yes?
Yeah, absolutely, because it really should be an event. And if you eat when you're hungry and, you know, you have prepared your food, it really should be a nice event. Just like you said, the colors on the dishes and enjoying every bite. And I think it tends to slow down your eating process. And there's about a 15-minute lag between when your stomach is full and when your brain says stop eating. So the more you slow it down, the more you can, you know, we all tend to overeat. That's why we have a problem with obesity and overweight in this country. And so if we could slow it down and eat less, chew your food a little bit more. If there's digestive issues, you can use digestive aids to help break down food. So there's things that you can do. You know, that one topic, which I first said, you know, if you're hungry, you get a hunger pain or a hunger sensation, and you eat, and your body just really needed water, you're still going to be craving something. And this is another way that somebody would go out and overeat. And that's why the first step, simple, harmless, very beneficial step, when you feel the initial signs of hunger, just have 2 big glasses of water, wait 10 or 15 minutes. If you're still hungry, then certainly go and eat. But if you're not, your body wasn't calling for food in the first place.
That's really great advice. Absolutely great advice. And in just the last minute, give the listeners your best advice for healthy eating and not going crazy this holiday season, and where they can find out more about you.
Okay. So probably the biggest tip, and I know this sounds like a simple one, is just, you know, just everything in moderation. Don't feel like you can't have one thing or another. And it's certainly good to try all the different things, but just try to have everything in moderation. So you don't have digestive problems during this variety of foods, and we tend to overeat a little bit. I would certainly add from nature's sources this digestive enzyme called Absorbaid, and the information on Absorbaid and the 7 steps and some of the natural spices that you can use to help break down the food. All that is on a website called www.naturesources.com. And we got started with them by just calling them, and they send you out some free samples. We thought this was a fantastic program.
It is. Thank you so much. We're just out of time now, but it is great information. And remember, the holiday season is a time to enjoy food and enjoy family. So that's what you need to do. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening, and stay well.